With the past relaxed ownership and control rules, I have not seen any evidence to credibly suggest that the quality of information provided to the American people has improved, or that the values and commitment to serious journalism in this country have changed for the better, said Charles Lewis, former executive director of the CPI, in a 2003 talk at the Columbia University School of Law in New York City. Lewis also explained how media companies win influence with lawmakers and regulators. They do it the old-fashioned way, by using the time-honored techniques with which business interests routinely reap billions of dollars worth of subsidies, tax breaks, contracts, and other favors. The media lobby vigorously. They give large donations to political campaigns. They take politicians and their staffs on junkets. Not only does the media aggressively lobby and contribute to the two political parties and politicians at the federal level, they also decide whose face and voice makes it onto the airwaves. Such raw power provokes fear and trepidation in the political realm. Lewis illustrated this power by noting that when President Clinton requested that the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, provide free or reduced cost television time to candidates, within days, the powerful broadcast corporations and their Capitol Hill allies managed to halt this historic initiative. In the Senate, incoming Commerce Committee Chairman John McCain, the Arizona Republican, and Conrad Burns, a Republican from Montana, and the chairman of that panel's Communications Subcommittee, announced that they would legislatively block the FCC's Free Airtime Initiative. The FCC is clearly overstepping its authority here, McCain declared. Lewis concluded, "So this is where we are. A regulated industry has a stranglehold over the regulator and its congressional overseers. Not a new story in Washington, I'm afraid, but one of the reasons Americans frequently distrust government, its officials, and its policies." And has this tightly controlled news media brought us better coverage of the events and issues crucial to national well-being? Not according to studies by the nonpartisan Project for Excellence in Journalism. They found that hard news stories, which constituted more than half of all news reports 30 years ago, today have fallen to less than one-third. Furthermore, story content today has moved away from discussions of the political process, war and peace, and policy, to people, human interest, and news you can use. There is also increasing emphasis on scandal, the bizarre, and fear of the future.